Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Jindal Saw, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Singh from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Jindal Saw. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Vinay Kumar, President, Head and Treasury, Mr. Narendra Mantri, basically, he is the Chief Operating and Financial Officer, and Mr. Rajeev Goyal, Senior Vice President, Head Corporate Finance. Without taking any much time, I'll give the hand to Mr. Vinay Kumar for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Vikash, and good afternoon, friends. I welcome all of you to the investors' call of Jindal Saw Limited for Q1 of FY26. We also place on record our appreciation to ICICI Securities for hosting this call and providing this platform. As you know, like in the board meeting held on 5th August, which was yesterday, the board reviewed, discussed, and approved the unaudited results of the company, and the same was also communicated to the stock exchanges and to investors. Thus, I presume that the results would have been received and reviewed by all of you so that we can have a meaningful interaction. Now, to provide a broad overview on various aspects about the operations of the company, subsidiaries, and other updates, first, about the results. Q1 of this quarter, the Q1 for FY26, by far, we have demonstrated softer results as compared to previous year and a couple of previous quarters. Despite that, demand of almost all the products remains robust, which is reflected from our order book also. But due to various reasons, the production, sale, and profitability in Q1 remained a bit softer. A couple of reasons include, like, and you would have seen it in our peer group companies also, there remains a cash flow issue with the customers, primarily with the EPC contractors who are normally funded by the multi-rated agencies or the authorities or what. And this impacted the offtake and the sales, specifically in the water sector. And you know, like, 60% of the business of the company is on the water sector. So this sector is significantly dependent on the funding and support from the various authorities. So there remains a gap in the requirement funds and disbursements, which has impacted the entire value and supply chain, especially for the water sector, which includes ductile and helical pipes. Secondly, in the last several months, we witnessed military conflicts and other geopolitical issues in MENA regions, Red Sea, Persian Gulf, and other nearby areas. And India also saw limited military conflicts with its neighbor. These further aggravated the matter where some of the export shipment was forced to defer to Q2 from Q1. So we were basically about to ship some material for export, but it had to be deferred. And good to know, like, this has already been shipped in July. And so it is deferment of the sale from Q1 to Q2, practically. Thirdly, the company took scheduled maintenance in one of the two blast furnaces in Mundra. So you know, like, we have got two blast furnaces for ductile iron pipes in Mundra, Gujarat, and one blast furnace is in South India, which was Sathavahana erstwhile. So one of the blast furnaces, these are regular revamps and the maintenances. So one of the blast furnaces was under the scheduled maintenance. So it remained there for 2 months in Q1. It still continues till now. We expect that it can be put to operation in August, if not beyond that. And of course, to that extent, some of the production loss has happened, which is a normal feature. It's not like it is the first time. It's a normal feature. Every year, one of the blast furnaces takes some scheduled maintenance. And broadly, anything around 40 to 50,000 ton of production got impacted for that on for the ductile pipe and pig iron. Similarly, our pellet plant, which is in Bhilwara, Rajasthan, which has a capacity of close to 1.65 million ton. So this plant was also under scheduled maintenance for more than a month, let's say a month, in Q1. Broadly, you can say, let's say, we would have lost close to 120 to 130,000 ton of pellet for that. But these are the scheduled things, of course, and this happens every year, maybe once in 2 years. These are the major factors which resulted in comparatively lower production and to some extent lower sale also. Due to all these reasons, our working capital borrowings have also inched up in this quarter. If you compare it with the previous quarter, the working capital borrowing have gone up, whereas the term loans have gone down. We have prepaid the term loan which we took for acquisition of Sathavahana facility. So in the first quarter, the entire term loan has been prepaid. Now we are carrying a long-term debt of less than 600 crore in our books, which include 500 crore rupees of the LIC bonds, which are payable in 2028, 29, and 30. So broadly, other than that, there is hardly any long-term debt. And we place on record our sincere appreciation to our banks to reinforce their faith in the company and business model. We have sufficient working capital lines to manage our operations efficiently, and even we can cater to a higher turnover with the existing working capital facilities. However, you may notice that we, despite a lower profitability, we have still recorded a bit of approximately 16% plus, which is still better than what we were reporting 2 or 3 years ago. Eventually, we were used to be in the bracket of 12-13%. Of course, last 2 years were very good, but we are still, it's not like, despite all these things and despite lower raw material, lower realization, we still reported 16% plus EBITDA. So the geopolitical situation and the release of funds by authorities still remain challenging. We expect the situation to improve. The interactions are happening with the, by the industry with the authorities. If the situation can improve, we expect that it should improve. And thus it, but yes, pending that, it is difficult to predict and provide a very clear outlook that what is likely to happen in the short to medium to long term time. But we believe that we have robust order book. We have one of the best order books in last couple of quarters. We are geared up after the blast furnace would become operational. We believe we can ramp up very quickly, but yes, it will depend on how the funding support is provided. But the outlook, we believe that the outlook may be in very, very short term could continue what it was in Q1, but beyond that, the outlook looks much better, considering that government can come and start disbursing the funds. We have provided details of our order book in our notes, and we have orders in hand, plus the LOIs, what we have received. We have order book of approximately $1.5 billion and above. And in terms of tonnage, we have 16 lakh ton of confirmed order and close to 265,000 metric ton of the LOIs, which are for ductile domestic market. In case of ductile, we normally don't export from India. We primarily do export from, we primarily sell in the international market to our Abu Dhabi facility. The overall long-term debt position, as we mentioned, remain very, very comfortable, as we have prepaid the long-term debt, and the only debt remaining in the books is of primarily remains with the LIC bonds. Working capital utilization is subject to working capital cycle business environment. We hope to see improvement there as well. We believe that once the inventories are getting out of the books, there will be collections, and there are receivables which are yet to be collected. We believe that in a couple of months, the working capital utilization level will come to more acceptable level, and it would, overall debt will come down. We also consider that these events as exception, and thus they are being dealt exceptionally without impacting the relationship at any level with the customers, with the authorities, with the vendors and all. Further, Now let's move to UAE operations, where we have ductile iron pipe operations. We have done well in UAE as compared to previous periods. We have recorded sale of approximately $60 million with comparatively better profitability. Now, since the corporate taxes have been implemented and introduced in UAE, these operations and consolidated results reflect the same as well. You would have seen that the impact of the taxation in UAE. In UAE, we have order book of close to $270 million, which is also higher as compared to the previous couple of quarters. So we are practically booked for next 1 year in UAE, and we still are receiving more orders in that market. Company also has marginal operations in US. It's not a big facility. They are doing coating, double jointing, and few job work. But the Q1 for US was also comparatively better than compared to previous years. It reported better profitability as well. Now moving to Jindal ITF, the legal conflict what we have with NTPC, there is nothing much to report as compared to what we reported earlier. The matter come to the double bench in Delhi High Court twice, but the court has deferred the same to another date, which is now scheduled on 25th of September. We will see, like, we want that the argument should start at least, and once the argument starts, it should not take much time because the matter has already been heard by the single bench court, but we are waiting for the arguments to commence. In June 2025, the board approved 3 new projects in GCC and MENA region. You are aware that majority of India pipes are exported to GCC, MENA region and Persian Gulf region, including UAE, Saudi, Iraq and other countries. These nations are now looking for economic diversification to reduce their dependence on oil on the long-term basis. Thus, in long-term, they want to see the manufacturing sector growing locally. And to remain competitive and be present on these markets, one has to work proactively and align as per their vision statement, vision statements of these countries. As Jindal Saw is already a meaningful supplier to these regions and also local DI pipe manufacturer in Abu Dhabi, we thought it fit to expand our operations in these horizons suitably. Hence the announcements to set up a seamless pipe manufacturing plant in Abu Dhabi, a helical pipe plant and a DI pipe facility in Saudi was made. And we also had a follow-up conference call to provide overview of these facilities. We mentioned that these projects would take 2 to 3 years time. Seamless might take 3 years time. Helical might take 2 years time. Ductile maybe take another 1 and 1.5 year time. So this will take, gradually these will come in operations, and as and when these will come in operation, they will get consolidated and the financials would get reflected. And we would, as and when there is any meaningful progress, we'll keep updating to the investors on subsequent conference calls. But as of now, we are in the process of doing the basic work, groundwork, incorporating the company. So nothing much concrete has been done, but we are in the process of setting up the company. We are in the process of, let's say, doing the basic corporate processes. So we provided brief about these projects in the last call and really happy to, let's say, answer all these things. Now, I'm not discussing the results very specifically because results are already communicated. We want that to, let's say, make it more interactive to attend more of questions. So I leave the floor open for the questions and answers. My colleague, Mr. Narendra Mantri and Rajiv Goyal are also here. Happy to address any of the questions for all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shailesh Raja from BNK Securities. Please proceed.
Sir, despite the product mix, geography exposure and recent plant shutdowns, we have managed to deliver a stronger EBITDA per ton in the pipe division during first quarter. So operationally, it is commendable. Congratulations to the team. So I have two, three questions to ask. First question, over the past 2 years, we have achieved over 1.8 million tons in pipe volumes, which helped us realize significant scale benefit and also the favorable product mix, especially driven by the saw pipe exports and strong DI market, also contributed meaningfully to our improved profitability and return ratios. So given the near-term challenges, such as this lower government spends and weakness in the overseas market, so how do we see volume growth in the current year? What kind of growth that you see in the current year? If there is a growth, what are the key levers that will drive the growth within the pipe segment?
Okay, so thanks, Shailesh, for asking this question. I think this question will set the tone for the rest of the next 45-50 minutes. So eventually, you have already answered half of the question for me. So we don't see, if you have seen the order book of the company, and as we mentioned, we have very, robust order book at this point of time, which reflects, like, if the scenario remains supportive, that what we can do. So effectively, we have close to, let's say in June 25th, we have announced 1,560,000 ton of orders, which includes a single order, this is from MENA region for job work, that is close to 4 lakh ton. I don't know if it's good or bad, but the revenue would be limited to the extent of the job work, this thing. But the percentage profit will be higher because we don't have the raw material to our account. So I don't think that we had, and on the top of that, we have 265,000 ton of LOI for ductile. Now, why we don't include this into the regular order book? It's a process of the company. It's not like we don't have the order. It's basically this was received at the fag end, and as per the now the systems of the company, unless these orders are, let's say, converted into sale order and enter into sale, we don't consider it as the sale order. But if you include this 265,000 ton, we have order book in excess of 18 lakh ton, or maybe close to, let's say, 19 lakh ton, including job work and all put together. Okay. Now, so one part of your question is that what is the visibility in terms of volume? The visibility is very strong in terms of volume. We have, one quarter has become history. We have nine months or let's say three quarters to perform. So in the normal environment, we should perform better than what we have done in the last quarter. Right? There are two things. The performance of the company is benchmarked with the number. Number starts from the turnover. The turnover is a function of the volume and the value. Now, volume, we don't have any issue. In terms of the value, you would have seen the moderation in the raw material prices in last, I think, 3 to 4 quarters. The prices of the coal, the prices of the steel, the prices of iron ore, all raw material prices have moderated to a reasonable level, which is a good sign. But eventually, that leads to lower, in time to come, that will lead to the lower top line also. So if we consider whether the company can perform and deliver better than what we have done in the first quarter or maybe in the last quarter, I think yes, in the nine months or three quarters proportionately, value is likely to be lower, backed by the lower realization. Profitability
and looking for volume growth.
Yeah, volume growth is there, but the caveat is, as you started your question, the caveat is because we don't want to sell if you don't collect. So right now, if let's say the situation of the cash flow starts, it becomes smooth, we have some inventory, we have the production capability, we can roll out very fast, and in fact, EPC contractors are also holding back. The rollout across the country can happen very fast. Having said that, it is purely the water sector which is getting impacted because of this. But if we'll talk about exports, if we'll talk about, let's say, to some extent the seamless, that doesn't get impacted because of the, let's say, the funding by the multilateral or the government agencies. That remain broadly on course, and we believe that we can do better than what we had done earlier in those segments.
Okay, great, sir. Sir, my second question, if you see standalone seamless and DI pipe company, they have reported some new performance in 1Q. Next, we have posted healthy EBITDA of 671 crores. Despite a 2 months of shutdown in DI plant and 1 month shutdown at the pellet facility. So what were the key drivers of this robust performance? Was it largely led by power segments? And also I wanted to know, last year we reported scrap and export incentive value of around 700 crores. So how much we have reported in 1Q?
No, I've not understood your question properly. Can you please repeat the question?
The standalone company.
So
standalone seamless and DI pipe company, they have reported weak set of numbers. We want you.
Okay.
But we have posted
for the company.
So we have posted 671 crores, including 2 months of shutdown in DI and 1 month of shutdown in pellet. So what was driving this this 671 crores of EBITDA? Was it largely led by star segment?
Okay, so eventually yes. So this would be, in our case, it is a combination of all the products. It is very difficult to say like whether it is because of saw or it is because of one or other. Of course, ductile, as you, we have given the information, ductile we did in the first quarter, we did close to 133,000 ton. And seamless, we have done close to 55,000 ton. But overall the tonnage is lower. So, take a second. So overall the tonnage is lower, but as compared to the Q1 of last year, or we should say Q4 in the last year, the tonnage in all the segments are lower, except that the seamless is, like say, as against 60, we are 55, which is broadly okay.
Yes, sir. So my question is, what was driving the 671 growth of EBITDA? If you give same, whatever the industry reported EBITDA in seamless and DI pipe, seamless is around 12, 13 rupees.
No, wait a second. So, Shilesh, the EBITDA for standalone is 560. Okay. And EBITDA for console is 688.
Yes, sir.
So, 671, that's why I was getting a bit confused. So,
eventually,
without
other income. Without other
income. We don't have much other income, and we don't have much of other income, which is included in this. So, but in the standalone for 30th June 25, our EBITDA is 560 crore.
Okay,
but console we have 688.
Yeah. So if I do back calculation now, sir, it is coming, I am getting very high EBITDA per ton in top five. So do you think it will be sustainable?
No, sir, we don't calculate that way. Okay, I appreciate what you are asking. See, internally we know, but we don't calculate for the others for that way, that what is the EBITDA per ton for each of the individual product. So we consider pipe as a pipe, all put together. Of course, I appreciate what you are saying. You are trying to benchmark my seamless with the Maharashtra seamless, my ductile with electro ductile, my electro with, let's say, MAN or Welspun. So somehow, this is a practice of the company which we adopted for accounts and for, let's say, for everybody, that we do not distinguish between the products and we can consider pipe as a pipe. So you have to do that benchmarking separately on memorandum basis.
Okay. So what was the scrap export incentive value for this quarter?
Export incentive.
I don't have this number right now, but I don't think that we have anything, any major amount in this.
Okay. So last year it was 700 crores full year. One last question. So there is no doubt our valuation remained highly attractive. However, if you see with our major overseas project, it is expected to contribute meaningfully only after 2-3 years. So what are the internal drivers that will support EBITDA growth in the interim period? That is my last question, sir.
Okay. So basically, you're asking what is on the outlook of, let's say, the profitability and the performance of the company. Okay. This is a question. So number one, we can give a very helicopter-level kind of outlook because we normally don't give the guidance. That's what we follow very consistently. But in terms of outlook, our outlook of whether it is us or any of the pipe company, the outlook of any pipe company is judged from the order book. That's number one. Number two, we mentioned in our note that we are consistently doing efforts in terms of value addition, in terms of cost optimization. We have taken initiatives in the past 1 or 2 years' time, and we are doing additional initiatives, which is a continuous process, which is likely to reduce the cost. And reduction in the cost will inch where the profitability will inch. For example, we have implemented and we have replaced one of our coke oven battery in Mundra, where we are installing the waste-based power plant. Now, that would contribute to, let's say, the lower cost of the coke and lower power cost. So these are the initiatives which will help in terms of improvement in the profitability. Right now, we are not working on changing or increasing the capacity by organic or inorganic. Whatever inorganic we had to do, we have done by way of acquisition. We are not in the process as of now for any additional capacity, specifically in the pipes.
In India.
In India, of course. Offshore, we have already made formal announcement. So if the environment reports remain supportive, you would see growth.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please proceed.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on delivering a good set of profitability, sir. So just wanted to ask about the shutdown, sir. So I think when we mentioned that a blast furnace is in a shutdown for 2 months, and I think even 2 months in Q2, was it similarly shut down in FY25, sir?
Okay.
Last year, was it shut down?
Okay. So I tried to cover that portion in my preface. See, we have got 3 blast furnaces across country in India. 2 blast furnaces in Gujarat, 1 blast furnace in Andhra. So it's a regular process. This time, the normal maintenance and normal shutdowns always remain on rotation basis in one or other blast furnace. But there are major shutdowns because you have to do complete overhauling. So this time, it is a bit longer, which took 2 months in the Q1, and it is continuing in Q2 also, and which might, at any point of time, they can start firing, they can test that it works. But to answer your question, some of the blast furnaces would have remained under shutdown in last year also, may not be for 3 or 3.5 months.
Okay.
But these are normal things in these kind of businesses.
Yeah, so I was coming to that point only. Like, if it's normal, so the production volume would have impacted last year also. So in the current year, like, when we say we've lost around 40K ton of production, and we might lose a similar amount in this quarter, so how much of that would be incremental as compared to previous years? And could you quantify in terms of, rupee value, how much loss would that be, sir?
Okay. So there is no loss, number one. It's a loss of.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, correct. So one, that it is, and when you make the plan, you count those things because they are not suddenly, it doesn't happen suddenly. So eventually, last year, we sold close to 680,000 tons of ductile pipe. Okay. When we talk about our capacities, theoretically, we have capacity of close to 7 to 7.5 lakh tons in India. But it doesn't mean that by doing fine-tuning, by doing improvements, you cannot produce more. That is number one. Number two, we sold 680,000 ton of the tile pipe last year. But on the top of that, we sold pig iron of close to 22,000 tons. So from that perspective, you can see that we actually sold hot metal of more than 7 lakh ton in last year, which is, theoretically, it is more than 100%. So effectively, if we are not able to produce 40,000 ton in Q1, or we are not producing 20-25,000 in Q2, the overall, let's say, projected numbers for the year normally consider all those things. And secondly, you always have certain quantities in your inventory. So can we, to answer, let's say I can answer your question in a different way. If the environment remains supportive in all respects, can we match or improvise our performance of ductile pipe as we did last year? I think yes. So last year we sold 680. Despite that, we have done only 133,000 ton in Q1. We can still reach to that level. We remain optimistic for that. For that, we need to be supportive by way of the environment.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that helps me a lot, sir. And sir, when you were saying that, you know, some because of the, you know, prices in iron and iron ore, our realizations have, you know, come down a bit. So any kind of color, like how do you see that going forward in the year? Do we think it'll remain stable or, you know, how do we see that portion happening, sir?
Difficult to predict because the way the global markets are reacting, even the raw material suppliers are unable to predict those scenarios. The best case scenario could be, let's presume what is happening remains as it is. So instead of, let's say, taking a call that it will go down, it will go up, we can presume that if what happens if the raw material prices remain where it is today. See, we are not very big buyer or buyer for any of these commodities. I mean, in totality, we don't sell more than 2 million tons. So, which includes iron ore, coal, steel and everything, which includes import, which includes domestic also. But as you know, your day would have been started every day that what Trump has said yesterday. Okay, so the base case scenario is presume that what is the price today remains as it is and how to, let's say, make your strategy around that. And you have to counter what, you have to make strategy with the changing environment.
Correct. Fair enough, sir. And so just wanted to know, like, in terms of our new capexes that we've announced, we were, going to budget our payback period and our peak revenue. So any kind of comment on that, sir? What could we expect from those three new capacities, sir?
See, there is a rationale why we are setting up the new capacities at the foreign soil. As I mentioned in my preface that it is important to diversify your geographical profile and what India is doing, India first, what America is doing, America first, Baga. So eventually all these oil producing companies, countries are also trying to reduce their dependence on the oil in the long term. Now, whether you have those markets or you want to lose those markets, we are the first in country, amongst the first, if I'm not the first, who are already present in Middle East, the MENA region, by way of a manufacturing facility, as well as doing majority of our export from India to the Middle East, MENA region and Persian Gulf. Now, while it's a very important thing that whenever you are projecting any new capital expenditure or capacity or any business that you consider, like what is the payback, what is the IRR and all, the profitability on current basis are likely to be better than the profitability what we are having in India. So they would be very, very, if everything remains supportive, they are likely to be very, they are likely to be much better as we have in India, in all the three products.
Okay. But any kind of like peak revenue or payback could be, you know, just change for, I know.
We have yet not broken the ground. We have just started working. It's too early to say because to project that what the revenue would be 3 years down the line, we don't know what the raw material price and other things would be there in that point of time. It's too early. We are difficult to predict what going to raw material price are going to happen next year in India.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And just if I can, just last question from my end, sir. So like what I get the source is that Indian, because of the water segment, it is a bit slowing right now. So are current units can maybe export more, but once our, export oriented, like our units in the new geography start come up, what is the thing that we are seeing of cannibalization, or how do we see that process? Because if our current facilities have enough capacity, and even those we are getting up with new major capacity, so do we see that, we might be in a situation where we have a lot of supply in hand, but the demand constraints can come up in the market? How do we look at that, sir? Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
So just wanted to ask, like, because of so much capacity that we are, setting up in the UAE and Saudi Arabia and our existing domestic, we also export to those countries. So what do you feel about cannibalization? I just am concerned we should not be in a situation where there is oversupply available to us and that there is demand constraints. So what would you like to?
It's a valid question. So eventually, from India, we are supplying primarily to, let's say, Middle East and Persian Gulf. In the Persian Gulf, we are supplying to Iraq, and we are not setting any capacity in Iraq at this point of time, and we have no intention to do something in Iraq at this point of time. So as you know, like as we explained, we are setting up seamless pipe plant in UAE, Abu Dhabi. Majority of that capacity, when it will come into production, will be for the UAE and nearby markets. As of now, there is no seamless pipe production which takes place in UAE. At best, there is one pipe, one plant in Saudi, but which caters to primarily Saudi, and Saudi can absorb more. Otherwise, they are imports. So they are fully import substitution. Secondly, from India, we do not export meaningfully. We don't export seamless pipe meaningfully to Middle East, right? So we don't foresee a glut in the domestic, in the UAE market or nearby markets because of seamless. That's one. Number two, about the let's say helical pipe plant. Helical pipe plant would be able to cater to the oil, gas, and water sector in Saudi primarily to start with. Good thing is that we are our local joint venture partner is a significant EPC contractor, and there is a huge amount of demand in and around Saudi. Eventually, as of now, Saudi is producing locally and importing. Saudi's government is focused that imports should be allowed only when domestic capacities are fully utilized. So it is important that if somebody wants to have a leg in Saudi, he should be present in Saudi. And the Saudi investment is not a very significant, it's not a very big investment. By having this facility in Saudi, which could be set up in, let's say, 1.5 to 2 years' time broadly, one can catch up the growing Saudi economy very efficiently. So we don't think that this will impact our Indian operations. We believe that this diversification will help us in terms of improving our consolidated financials in a meaningful way.
Okay, fair enough. All the best, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Shah from Harshad Gandhi Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I have a couple of questions. Firstly, on the business outlook. Sir, can you just provide some more color on the Jal Jeevan Mission currently? First question is that.
Jal Jeevan Mission has. Yeah, okay. So as you know, Jal Jeevan Mission has already been extended by the government up to 2028 in this phase. I believe that they would keep extending it beyond that as well, because the targets have yet not been met. So, and secondly, because of constructions happening, colonization happening, this will happen. And this is only Jal Jeevan Mission, which is Nal Se Jal. There could be second phase, which is, let's say, connecting the industrial water or river water and all. So leaving aside that, number two, the allocation on account of Jal Jeevan Mission, which is already there, AMRUT 2 scheme is also there. So there is enough as far as the water sector in India is concerned. These are the issues what we are discussing, what we have discussed today, or what you would have heard from the other calls of the pipe company in India. I believe that they are short-term issues. They would be taken care of in some time.
Okay, so do you expect this quarter also there should be slowdown in the order, and from next quarter onwards, we should see some traction?
Orders is not a could see that we have huge amount of order book, which is huge means like it is an order book which is better than the last 2-3 quarters. So order book is not an issue. There are plenty of order which are there, which somebody wants, they can take. The third important thing is, as I mentioned, that the execution on the ground has slowed down because we are not EPC contractors. We supply to EPC. We don't supply directly to the government. That's the model globally. So EPC contractors, when their payments have been slowed down, they are not doing full job on the ground. So presume that the cash flow becomes normal. You will see significant uptick on the physical activity on ground, and similarly the value and the supply chain, let's say the pipe suppliers, they would start supplying the pipes to them. So today we do not want to expose ourselves to the open credits, and that is where the situation is. But we understand that the chambers and the industry is meeting and representing to the government for doing the needful.
Okay. And sir, my second question is on the debt management. It seems that in this particular quarter, we have reduced the long-term debt and increased the working capital loan. So how much interest saving is expected from this particular exercise?
Saving means?
Saving on interest. Because we've reduced the long-term debt and increased the working capital.
So there are two different buckets. Long-term debt reduction is like we had the cash and we want to prepay the cash so that the long-term debt, we have the space in the long-term debt. So we now have except a small, less than 100 crore rupees of small long-term debt where the cost will be higher for prepayment. We only have a NCD of 500 crore rupees from the LIC, which is repayable in 28, 29, 30. Now in the working capital, intensity has gone up a bit, primarily on account of slow collection, slow realization, and we expect the situation to improve. But on the top of that, the interest, our weighted average interest cost has gone down. My weighted average interest cost has gone down by almost 50 basis point in this quarter. So, and despite that, even if let's say there is no cut by RBI, we expect the interest cost to remain in a normal average control level. This quarter, my finance cost is in the vicinity of 80 crore plus minus. We expect that it will be same, or we can improve it further.
Okay. And so my last question is on the oil and gas sector. So do we, by any chance, do we supply to ONGC in Oil India? Are we active in the oil and gas sector?
So they are our customers.
Okay. So do you see any increase allocation to oil and gas sector from the government? Because we are from other players, we are seeing this, there are lots of demand from the oil and gas sector right now.
We are not the largest in seamless, but we are a meaningful player, and the demand, whatever the orders come, they get allocated almost to everybody. So we would get our pro rata share. We already have all these people in our order book.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unifi Capital. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, first question: how much was the impact of the export order in this quarter? How much got deferred in terms of volumes?
You're asking what is the volume for export in this quarter?
Yeah, the volume that got deferred. You mentioned about the
Deepak. So it is approximately 20,000 ton.
Okay.
One shipment.
Understood. So second question is on the environment in general. You mentioned that the funding issue still continues, but you expect it to get better. So any color on that as to what gives you the confidence that it is going to get better and by when? But if it doesn't get better, I'll just complete my question.
Basically, okay, to answer this question, then we can take another question. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, like this issue for cash support or let's say allocation is going on for last 3 to 4 quarters. Initially, it was the election, general elections, which is Achar Sanhita, continued by the elections in the states. Then after that, we also read the Google, the audits and all those things. But there is a huge backlog, and the industry is not talking to the respective governments and government representatives about the implementation of these projects where government has a specific focus. So we understand that there are discussions within the government circle at serious level. How much it will mature, nobody knows. But government understands that a lot of support is required at this point of time.
Okay, understood. But sir, if the situation still, my second question was that if the situation stays in the same run rate, then what? This quarterly volumes of 3.4 lakh tons, I'm including the export order which got deferred. So the quarterly run rate of 3.4, should it be maintained, or is there any risk on this execution as well?
Okay. So Deepak, Deepak, na? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So Deepak, if you see the quarter 4, 2025, like last year Q4, the problem was still there. We did 435,000 ton in pipes and 4 lakh ton of pellet. So this year, this quarter we can attribute, let's say, 60,000 ton on account of deferment of one shipment of export and 2 months of ductile operations. So let's say 60,000 ton. So if I add 60,000 ton to 325,000 ton, and we expect that some of my sale should improve in case of LSAW, SAW and seamless, I think we can go back to easily to the Q4, which is 435,000 ton. So that would be a normal, quarter, despite the teething issues what the water sector is facing today.
Okay, perfect. Understood, sir. The next question is that in the falling raw material scenario, coking coal and iron prices, do we expect to pass on this benefit because the environment is on the lower side today? Do we expect to pass on this benefit in terms of pricing, lower pricing orders for the new orders in the ductile iron segment?
Okay, so typically how the business is done, that whatever new bidding will be done, that will be based on the current raw material prices. And it's a competitive market. There are half a dozen DI producers. Okay, so if I believe that I will consider, let's say $250 of coking coal, I will be outbid. But what happens that we have orders in our order book which were perhaps bid when the prices were higher. So this becomes a average pricing scenario, average profitability scenario on a year basis. And this happens every year. It is difficult to say that the raw material prices will remain the same for 12 months. We have seen volatility in 2022-23, when the coking coal was $500, iron ore was $250, all these things we have seen. And despite that, the prices were going up and down. So new orders will be based on current or raw material prices. But similarly, in case of helical or let's say steel pipes, in case of steel pipe, on the existing orders, there will be no change in pipe price, there will be no change in the steel price. So the existing order books will not get impacted because of the raw material prices, whether the raw material prices go up or go down. But in case of new orders, it will be based on the current prices.
What I meant to ask was that are we discounting more than required to get new orders because we are having a raw material deficit?
Because we are booked for, not necessarily, if you see my order book, we are practically booked for next 3 quarters. And in case of ductile, now we are booked for almost 1 year. So I would rather do, eventually, nobody wants to lose order. We have to see that we should have the production capability also in the at the time when the customer need. But typically, we would like to pick and choose.
Understood. Sir, on the...
Hello?
Thank you.
We lost you.
Question. Yes, sir.
No, we lost Deepak.
Yes, sir, I get it.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gargi Singh from Value and Wealth. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah. Correct. Please go, Gargi.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is that we understand that most of our orders are backed by letters of credit and bank guarantees. So despite this, delay in payment releases seems to be impacting our execution timeline. So for secured orders, how exactly does the delay in payment translate into lower execution levels?
So Gargi, it doesn't happen that you get the LC or bank guarantee for the entire value of the order at the time of signing the order. So what happens? For example, if you have received an order, hypothetically as an example, let's say 100 crore rupees. Okay, so there will be a schedule of delivery and a schedule of dispatches. So there would be a gradual cover of LC or bank guarantee which will be given by the customer, and accordingly we plan the production and accordingly we sell. So at the time of dispatch, we should have the credit instrument. And based on the track record of the customer and our relationship in the last 10, 15 years, whatever, sometime we go beyond that also, but not like we'll not keep doing everything. So to answer your question precisely, if we have order book of, let's say, 16 lakh ton or 18 lakh ton, or $1.5 billion. We don't have LC bank guarantee for $1.5 billion. We might have, even for export, we would have coverage by way of the LCs. For domestic market, we would have coverage by way of LC or bank guarantee, but for the near-time production. So as and when LC and bank guarantee come, we include that portion into the production planning. And this is how it is done. So if we, let's say, tomorrow, if the customer is out of LC bank guarantee lines, especially for the water sector, and that's where the production, we would reduce the production and we would only produce for those who are providing us the LC bank guarantee or the advance cash.
Okay, so currently on the basis of current order book, is it fair to assume that you have LCBG for 3 months of, at least for the next 1 quarter?
No, this is a, see, the business is done on the going concern basis. It's not, it may and may not be possible that I would have the LC bank guarantee for the next 3 months also. So that is the role of the business development and the marketing department to, let's say, arrange the LC bank guarantees and then we produce. We, or let's say company, make the production plan based on the feedback of the marketing, that this much of dispatch will happen and they will bring the LC or bank guarantee before the dispatch. So this is an ongoing process. This is, despite in this scenario, testing scenario, we still keep getting the LC bank guarantees or the different kind of comforts. So we are, when I was replying to Deepak that we can come back to the normalized quarter of, let's say, 4 lakh plus ton, what we did Q4, we know like this much of rotation of the LC bank guarantees remain in the system, and we should be able to do that.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes, so I place on record our appreciation to all the participants to the call, ICICI Securities and Chorus, and hope to see you in the next conference call. Thank you very much from me, my colleague Mr. Narendra Manti and Rajiv Goyal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.